This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak about the developments in court, and the former speaker of the National Assembly has been released on 50,000 bail after appearing today. Let me speak to legal analyst Mr. Benedict Phiri. Mr. Phiri, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Charlton. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening. Thank you for staying on that line a little bit longer than usual. You know, the other thing we touched the other day was how would envisage a process like this appearing of the speaker, that ordinarily perhaps it's something that would not even take a day, that you wouldn't spend a night in a holding cells or in custody.
Yes, I think this was anticipated because this is how the state wanted to do it, and these are the arrangements that Ms. Mapisa Nqakula was basically trying to avoid. So it was anticipated that she would hand herself in following the ruling a couple of days ago, and that she would get processed at the police station. She would apply for bail, which she did. The state wouldn't oppose it, which it didn't. And then she would be released on bail. So I think it did go as anticipated in this respect, yeah.
Yeah. And are there any takeaways from you from even listening to the arguments that were supposed to be brief, of course, of applying for bail, brief because there was no opposition to it? Are there any takeaways from you? Anything that stood out in that?
Well, I think it's interesting that Mapisa Nqakula's strategy is to say there's a weak case, even though she hasn't actually seen the evidence against her, or to the extent that, you know, there was a single witness. What we know from today is that that testimony would be corroborated and that there will be another accused potentially. So I find it interesting that, you know, she's saying it's a weak case, even though she doesn't actually know the evidence that the state has against her, and is not in a position to say that. So I just find that as an interesting takeaway,
yeah,
and an interesting angle, which I'm looking forward to see how it develops as the matter progresses, because that is a little bit unusual.
Yeah, and one wonders if it's preemptive for anything, that whether she's anticipating, or it will be, obviously it will be part of her defense, poking holes on the case, and one can appreciate that. But whether it's preemptive for something, or perhaps it has something to do with the second accused that may be there as well.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure. You know, for me, a publicity sort of posture, to look strong and to look like there might be this political conspiracy which is aimed at step aside. But, you know, from a legal substance perspective, I don't expect it to have much of an impact. But I'm interested to see where she takes this, because it is an unusual way to go about appearing at a bail defense.
So 12 counts of corruption and one of money laundering.
Yes. So the charges were put to her, and we understand that, you know, it's 12 counts of corruption, which roughly translated could mean 12 separate instances where there was a gratification or an offer or an inducement or a payment. And then money laundering is obviously disguising the proceeds or eventual destination of money.
And from reading, of course, on some of the reportage that is there, is that there is a section 204, you'll correct me on the 204 if that's the right one, a witness who is also being charged with corruption relating to some 100 million or so, who is actually the one who has put her in here by saying they gave her this gratification.
Yes. Yes, it is a Section 204 witness, which means that she's benefiting from a plea deal with the state. So in return for her giving information in respect of Ms. Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula's corruption, she will also benefit in her corruption matter as well.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We'll see how this progresses.
It's a pleasure.
Always. Thank you. That is Mr. Benedict Pire there. Okay, let's stay on this issue of the former Speaker of the National Assembly. We should get used to that. Nosiviwe Mapisa Ngakula, who appeared in court, is on bail of 50,000 rand. Let's speak to political analyst Dr. Levindo. Dr. Ndo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Ngamula. Good evening to the listeners at home. Thank you for having me.
Good evening. Appreciate your time. Well, the developments around the former Speaker seem to be happening slightly fast, or they've just fast-forwarded in the last 2 days. So there was the dismissal of her application. She has handed herself over, processed, and appeared before a presiding officer. She's now on bail. On the political front, these developments, how have they impacted things, whether the governing party, how are they being impacted by what we're seeing?
Well, I think it will depend on how the governing party has to manage this issue and how ordinary citizens also and potential voters respond to how this matter was dealt with. But you'd agree with me, Ngamula, that Mapisa Ngakula had nowhere else to run to. She knew that the motion of no confidence has been proposed. She was also aware that her party, the ANC, is not going to support her when it comes to matters relating to the motion. But more importantly, based on the charges or the controversy surrounding her, this becomes a very serious matter in which immediately when she's charged, the ANC has to implement the step-aside policy. So you wouldn't expect her to do anything else other than resigning. My sense is that at the time there was a search at her house and the developments today, she was busy trying to weigh options. And at the time she wrote the letter resigning from a parliament and informing a party, she had actually weighed all the options and she felt that that has to be taken. And my view is that many other people would have done what Mapisa Ngakula did.
Right, because very, very interesting you say that, because in terms of those that are in the legal fraternity, they are questioning her approach to go to court and try to avert being arrested or delay that, questioning the strength of the case. They don't believe that generally that's how many people go about it. Is that a buying time tactic for to look at political options, or it could be something else?
Well, I know that there has been a lot of sentiments, especially from the colleagues in the legal fraternity. But my sense is that she knew that her legal attempt might not work, but she wanted to buy time. And I kept saying that maybe she was taking that opportunity to consult with the party, the ANC, to consult with the legal representatives, and also to weigh different options. And she took an option that leaves those who wanted blood not to be able to act, because she has to deal with these issues on her own now. There will be no ANC support. There would be no other people that will be talking to these issues, especially from the opposition. But when it comes to campaigning, the opposition might still use this matter. But I think she wanted to avoid the embarrassment for motion of confidence. She also wanted to avoid an announcement coming from the ANC saying that Mapisa Ngakula has to step aside. I think she avoided all those, because whether we like it or not, these activities have actually dented the image of Mapisa Ngakula as a person. And I think her reputation really is seriously damaged.
Yeah, and I was going to come to that point. And maybe before I even get very close to it, is to speak about the timing. Of course, there's no perfect timing to face charges. But for a political leader, and I've been reading that others have been commenting that the ANC's hands are a bit tied because of the election season. Parliament will rise not long ago, that the all indications are the for her and the ANC it would be better if she simply take the route she has taken because of the election season. How important is that consideration in all this?
Well, look, people will actually look at this matter from different angles and perspectives.
Mm.
But the issue is that Parliament, as you indicated, is just about to rise.
Mm.
But before that could happen, we were going to have a motion of no confidence against the Speaker. Before that, the Speaker would have been charged.
Mm.
And before that, the ANC would have made an announcement that the Speaker is instructed to step aside.
Mm.
So, even though they say in politics, gays runs very fast.
Yeah.
And I think that is why she opted for a resignation.
Mm.
Because with the resignation, we might still be talking about her, but she has saved herself from the embarrassment and the party.
Mm.
And she felt that it's better off to go all alone, and she will have to deal with this matter with a legal representative and the courts.
What posture now do you expect the ANC to take around a case? Not long ago, you had Fikile Mbalula say that when people are involved in corruption, those things of the ANC busing people to support them will no longer happen. That's not very long ago, and so on. We saw Baleka Mbete support her in court. What posture during this time do you expect the ANC to take towards her?
Well, remember, there would always be activities and buses arranged when Jacob Zuma was appearing in court. And immediately when the ANC made that announcement, we always started seeing a very lonely Jacob Zuma in the courts. And maybe that is why, and I know it's a discussion for another day, maybe that is why we've got the MK party, which must be used to replace those ANC members who would go and support Jacob Zuma whilst he was appearing in courts. It happened with Ace Magashule. It happened with Zandile Gumede. And obviously, after that decision was taken, if you are on step aside and you are going to appear in court, all you do is to take your jacket and your legal representatives. There will be no ANC members in support. And there could be a very good reason for that. The reason would be that if you are a political party and you say, we are fighting against corruption and we do not want to associate ourselves with people that are implicated in corruption, how then do you justify going there and say we are supporting our member who is facing corruption charges? And you would also tell by the number of statements that are made when or after this person has come out of court, it would mostly be statements that appear to be intimidatory to the judiciary. You don't expect the ruling party to behave in that manner. And I think that is the decision, in my view, that the ANC took, because they knew that it appears to be contradictory to their own principles.
Is this a politically charged matter, or is it merely a matter that involves a politician?
Well, Ngamula, if you have been bribed and not once, and some people come out to say, indeed, this has happened, it's a matter that involves a politician. But that is clearly a matter that requires the law enforcement agencies of the country. So You might decide to politicize it, but corruption is corruption. Theft is theft. It can be done by many people, but whether you're a politician, a priest, or whatever position you occupy, we adhere to the supremacy of the Constitution and the rule of law. And in South Africa, we are all equal before the law. And that is one thing that Mapisa Ngakula knows very, very well.
Mm. You spoke earlier about the reputation of the person, Mapisa Ngakula, and how this would damage that reputation. Well, is that even saying whether at the end of the day the charges do not stick, she's not found guilty, or whether she's found guilty, what has happened somehow would have tainted her, either way that it goes?
People that are writing history books are going to write in the history of the sixth administration of South Africa that the Speaker of the National Assembly had to resign 2 months before elections because this speaker is facing serious allegations of corruption. And remember, most people are not interested in how you started. They are interested on how you finished. And the end of Mapisa Ngakula's era as the Speaker of the National Assembly is a forced one. She has been pressurized by circumstances, in my view, to resign from a position because she's facing serious allegations. That on its own dents the image of the person, Mapisa Ngakula.
Right. Well, thank you very much. We'll be keeping an eye on the developments around this. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.